This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Doesn't matter if it's a political issue or a personal problem or something else totally different. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see hundreds of our listeners have taken the time to plot themselves on the international map of listenership at map.freetalklive.com. It's easy. You just type in your location, put in your name, a photo of yourself if you wish, as well as a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be plotted on the map at map.freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, we've got a couple more hours to go here. Of course, your calls about anything. On the way, a story from the New Orleans area about a man that was arrested for carrying a gun that he was fully legal to carry. It's a pretty outrageous story. That's on the way. But right now, I want to talk about a man by the name of Travis. Travis Frey, apparently from Iowa. And actually, we're going to be getting to Travis Frey because he... Well, he has a little contract that he's drawn up for his wife, the wife that he kidnapped.
Prospective wife.
Yeah. I think they were married at this point. Oh. But he also just had a contract of expectations that he wanted out of, you know, certain behavior that
and
she was
thought
supposed
that he'd
to
have her sign it.
Right. Apparently, he's quite a prize, and that is why that she would sign this contract, which. She actually didn't sign, but it's still just outrageous, some of the things that he was asking for. We'll get into the details of that coming up. And in the meantime, we need to go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Richard in Michigan. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, Hello. How you doing?
Hey, Richard, what's on your mind?
Well, since you talk about the discussion from Friday regarding weapons.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to fill us up.
Refresh us.
You got to recap. Pretend you're a radio show host.
Yes, absolutely. We're talking about, the right to bear arms, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Going up from pistols and then, missiles and bazookas were brought up all the way.
Yes. What arms should people be able to bear? Okay.
Right, exactly. I just wanted to perhaps on Michael Bednarik's views.
Yeah, what are those?
Well, they're probably the most well-thought-out and principled ones that I've ever encountered.
Okay.
Been dealing with nuclear weapons and presumably weapons of mass destruction. If you're in, say, just a residential neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
their very existence is a threat to others.
No doubt.
And so for that very
Isn't that what I said? Did I not explain it well enough? That the fact that you can't use a nuclear weapon tactically to blow up one person makes it a threat to everyone?
Well, Richard, what you're saying is that the fact that it even exists is a threat. I mean, the fact that something could go wrong and blow up in your garage and therefore damage the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, and the fact in itself would be a reason against private ownership of them, unless you have, say, several thousand acres in which you could see it.
Indeed. The question is, how would you ever come across knowing that your neighbor has a nuclear weapon in their, in their garage? How would you figure that out?
Well, by no means should it become known.
Man, the cell phone is progressively getting worse. But Richard, we appreciate your call. The Michael Bednarik perspective is that the dangerous weapons, if they have a blast radius that's beyond your property, it's it's unacceptable to be possessing those weapons. And that makes sense. That totally makes sense to me. And besides, what insurance company would want to insure the house of somebody that was known to be building weapons, right? Richard, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. So, Torgo, you've been sort of, delving into this contract here. I'm sure you found some things that you find interesting. But let's go down through this here. It's 4 pages long. Obviously, we're not going to read the entire thing. But
let's read it.
Well, it's really that good.
It really is.
Yeah. I actually considered reading the entire thing, but let's just summarize here. This is from the man named Travis Frey, 33-year-old Iowa man, facing charges for trying to kidnap the wife that refused to sign this contract. So this guy must think pretty highly of himself. He must really think he's a prize to demand things like this. Here you go. Hygiene and self-care. This is the very first thing in the contract. You will shave every third day, which includes underarms, chest, legs, and pubic area.
Chest?
Navel to anus. All areas are to be completely clean shaven above your vaginal... Above your vaginal area, you may have a patch of pubic hair in any shape. Oh, he's letting her have a little bit of creativity there. She can shape it how she wants.
However, it has to be centered, and yes. It will measure no more than 2 inches by 1 inch, and
right.
will maintain a hair length of less than 1/3 of an inch.
Is he going to pull out the ruler?
Actually, she has to present herself for measurement.
Is that right?
Yes, she does.
Does that come later?
That does.
Okay. Clothes. You'll only wear thigh highs and garters, and only thong panties. The only exception would be during your menstrual cycle, at which time you could wear either or both. Half of your shoe purchases will be high heels, 2 inches or more. You will then wear these high heels more often. You will give me all non-thong panties and pantyhose, all tights, all knee-high and or ankle-high nylons. You will be able to keep 5 pairs of non-thong panties of your choice to use during your menstrual cycle. We're now getting into sleepwear, and he basically claims that she cannot be anything beyond naked after a certain time.
Yeah, I actually do like this one, though. It's, when we are at home and alone as a family, you will be naked within 20 minutes of the kids being in bed. And
awesome.
And then sleep naked unless instructed otherwise.
I can't even imagine. I can't sleep naked. I have to have pants on.
If I am not home when the kids go to bed, you are still to be naked before I return home.
So she's supposed to be naked the entire time he's not there, and then upon his arrival, kind of thing?
Well, 20 minutes after the kids are in bed, she's supposed to be naked, whether he's home or not.
Period.
Right. That way, when he gets home, if the kids are in bed, she better be naked.
He could just call and let her know.
When exceptions are given the following acceptable and is your choice, okay. So he lays out some exceptions, for instance, when visitors are at the house. She doesn't have to be naked right afterwards then.
Right, but he says exceptions will be given for sleepwear only if you do not ask for them.
Oh, really?
Yes, he will give exceptions as long as she doesn't ask for one.
This is good. My time. When we're at home and alone as a family, from when you are to be naked until 12 a.m. or for 3 hours, whichever is later, will be my time. This time will be time you will devote solely to me, whereas you will be in my service to do anything and everything, and that's underlined and in bold, anything and everything that I want, which may or may not be sexual in manner. When we are not at home or not alone as a family, my time will be modified as follows. You'll have your clothes, and you'll be able to speak openly, and you won't have to perform anything sexual before we're in bed. However, all other rules apply. So my time means you're my slave, essentially, because anything and everything means anything and everything.
Yeah, he does give a rundown of what is and is not allowed during my time.
Right, I'm actually considering making this rules for studio time. Go ahead and run down this list.
During my time, you will not argue about anything with or to me, complain about anything to me or about me, cry, sob, whine, or pout.
Apparently this guy didn't know what he was getting into when he got a wife.
Sigh, moan, sulk, or otherwise show displeasure or unhappiness. Raise your voice.
No, wait, this is only during my time. She can show displeasure outside of my time.
At whatever other time.
Right.
But his time essentially is all night long, right?
Yes. It's a block of 3 hours. A minimum of 3 hours. Let's see. Raise your voice at or to me. Be condescending to or about me. Ask for anything from me or for me, or be distracted from me by other things. None of those shall happen during my time.
Now,
which would include the children crying, I believe.
Let's redefine my time. When we are at home and alone as a family, so when nobody else is around, you are to be from when you are to be naked until 12 a.m. Now, so she's supposed to be naked 20 minutes after the kids go to bed. So if the kids go to bed at 7 o'clock. So from 7:20 on to midnight is my time. So it's not necessarily a set 3 hours.
The sun hasn't even set at that time.
No, it's from when she's supposed to be naked till midnight or 3 hours, whichever is longer.
Correct.
Like, for example,
if the kids get to bed late.
Right. If she's not supposed to be naked until 11 o'clock, well,
then
she's still on my time until 2 a.m.
Now, there are some things that she can do when my time is present. We're going to come back with that. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on this relationship, if you've got them. can't blame the guy for trying to lay down some ground rules, I guess. Just, they're a little bit loony. 800-259-9231, this is your show. My time, coming up.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can visit the bulletin board system with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. About 1,200 people are there interacting. It's all free. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Indeed, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the marriage contract. Well, it's not really a marriage contract. It's a contract of wifely expectations. Apparently, the pair was already married at the point where Mr. Travis Frey, 33-year-old Iowa man, drew up this agreement. His wife refused to sign it, and at some point he decided to kidnap her. I'm not sure if it was immediately afterwards or how long, you know, what sort of time frame was involved, but essentially this man wants complete and total control over his wife. He has outlined how she's supposed to take care of herself, as far as how often she's supposed to shave her nether regions.
Well, I think it's good for husbands and wives to communicate on expectations.
I think communication is really important. I agree with you, man, which I think this guy goes a little too far.
I think so, too.
He outlines the clothes that she's supposed to wear, which is virtually nothing. I mean, he says here that she's supposed to get naked 20 minutes after the kids go to sleep. After the kids are put to sleep, 20 minutes after that, she's got to be naked. But otherwise, the clothes that she's allowed to wear? Thigh highs and garters and thong panties. Apparently, is she allowed to wear other clothes during the day? It doesn't actually say here.
Well, I think that she would be able to wear clothing over top of that in order to go out.
I think so, but he doesn't outline it. Anyway, so then he gets into my time, which apparently is any time when the kids are put to bed, after the kids are put to bed until midnight, is my time for the husband. Now, during my time, she can't do anything that has to do with crying or complaining or being out of line to his mind.
What? You wouldn't want to present the problems in the marriage in front of the kids. When is she supposed to present these difficulties?
Outside of my time.
After midnight.
Yeah.
After my time is over. Uh-huh. Well, during my time, though, here's the things that she can do.
Okay. Right. During my time, you will be subservient, submissive, and totally obedient. you will do what you are asked, when you are asked, exactly how you are asked.
Now, if you mess up, there are penalties.
Yes.
And we'll talk about those.
We'll talk about non-compliance in a moment. You will be cheerful and adoring towards me. You will be close at all times unless otherwise told. So, if he says, get away from me, then you'll get away from
right.
me. And you will perform any and all sexual acts that he asks for, excluding one or two.
Yeah, excluding some really nasty stuff.
Right.
But is that just to set her mind at ease, or
I guess, or
just saying that he doesn't want to do those?
He's just saying that he can't make demands for those. If she wants to do them, she can, but he can't force her.
Obviously,
to.
He thought they would be a deal breaker. If he were to demand that she do anything, he might have thought that this wouldn't have gotten signed. And in this case, it actually didn't get signed anyway. Good behavior. Now, here's an interesting little part to the contract. Since there will be no trading, negotiations, or conciliations of any kind, you are given chances to earn good behavior days, GBDs. To receive GBDs, you are to be totally compliant with everything requested or expected of you and perform everything with complete and total enthusiasm. So when I tell you to go and scrub the bathroom floor, lick the toilet clean. Because he says anything and everything during my time.
Yep.
During my time, you have to do anything and everything. So if you don't do it with complete enthusiasm, you will not be given a GBD. If you try to perform something not expected and I tell you no, you'll receive half GBDs. Specific GBD info is to be listed at the bottom right of each description. Because there's like a GBD section to each of these agreements. Each GBD can be used to get out of doing the things requested or expected of you for an entire day, with the following exceptions: birthdays, anniversary, shaving, and sleepwear. Unless someone is staying with us or we're staying with someone, then it can be used for sleepwear also. GBDs can be redeemed any time after you receive them to the end of the next quarter. You must notify me by noon.
The GBDs expire
quarterly, yes.
Yes. You must notify me by noontime of the day that you are using a GBD, or it cannot be used.
Yep.
I wonder why he would have that in there. You would think that, I mean, if it only lasts for the entire day, he would benefit if she forgot to use the GBD until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because he didn't want to come home with expectations and not have them met. So it's to avoid his own frustration.
I see. Well, now what happens, Torgo, if the girl is non-compliant with
the
wife?
Real quick rundown here. Misbehavior is when you complain about what is requested or expected of you, or when you try to negotiate something else instead of what was requested or expected.
Right, because you are expected to perform everything according to exactly what he demands. No complaints.
Yep. If this happens, you'll lose 5 GBDs per incident.
Whoa.
That's rough.
That's
a lot of them.
It's also misbehavior if you only halfway do what you were asked. Mm-hmm. If this happens, you will lose the GBDs that would have been given.
Like if you take out the trash but forget the recycling bins or something.
Right, exactly. You won't get any good behavior days for that. If it continues after the good behavior days are lost, then you are considered non-compliant.
Okay. So, wait. Now, is that after she loses all the good behavior days, after she is totally out of them?
No. If she loses a good behavior day for something and continues to do that exact same thing...
Oh, like complain or...
Right. She will be non-compliant.
Because then he has said, stop complaining. So if she's complaining about having to scrub the toilet with her tongue, he would dock her a GBD, and if she continued to complain after the GBD was docked, then it becomes non-compliance. Now, what's that mean?
Well, you are to do everything that is requested or expected of you. If you do not, you are considered non-compliant. You're also non-compliant if you start something that you cannot or will not finish, even if you state that you are in pain or something hurts.
Oh, my God.
If you are non-compliant, then you lose three times the amount of GBDs that would have been given. If you don't have enough good behavior days to cover the loss, then you will be tied to the bed, and I will do whatever I wish to you. This will continue every night until you are ready to be compliant, at which time you will need to apologize and explain how you are ready to be my sex slave again.
So, now, okay, let me see if I understand this here. It's not misbehavior, in his opinion, to state that there are specific situations requested or expected of you that hurt or cause pain. So, in advance,
right?
You can, if I ask you to lift something that's too heavy for you, for instance, you could say in advance, no, I can't do that. That's too heavy. That's going to cause me pain. You could say that in advance. But if you actually decide to undertake the task...
Right.
And then you determine that it causes you pain. If you complain about it, it's misbehavior. And if you
don't finish, it's non-compliance.
Right, it's non-compliance, and you're going to be in trouble.
Yep.
Well, I suppose at that point he could use his own better judgment to realize that the task wasn't performable. But even so, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, it makes me wonder. I mean, they found this guy having an agreement like this. Does this go on elsewhere? Are there other contracts of wifely expectations out there? And maybe there's also contracts of husbandly expectations out there that we're just not aware of. I mean, the cops basically just happened to stumble across this. And the smokinggun.com got their hands on it. Sleep time. Sleep time is from an hour after we're in bed until an hour before the alarm clock is set for. You are to set the alarm according and tell me what time it is set for. If it happens that we're traveling or we're in an event and we're not able to be home or in bed, then sleep time will be considered 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. During this time, you are not expected to perform anything. However, at any time, I can cuddle, spoon, hold, or touch you. There are certain circumstances when you are to perform any and all requests immediately. This will be called on demand. Or on demand means what I say, when I say, and how I say. We're going to come back and tell you about on demand. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Ladies who have sent their picture in, we have put them up on our website. We're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. And that's the point of the Shrine. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have participated on the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. But you need to send us a validated picture, ladies. And that means that in the photo, you're proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you listen to Free Talk Live. And you can see what that's all about by going to the Shrine and taking a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of this contract, which actually, it says on the last page that it's actually not a contract. It's apparently just a set of rules.
Right.
So maybe she didn't even have to sign it. He just presented it to her and said, here you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically, it's this guy, 33-year-old man in Iowa. He drew up this agreement between him and his wife, who he later ended up kidnapping. He's also facing child pornography charges, interestingly enough. The contract essentially says, you are to be my slave. I mean, in short, we're on page 2 of 4 at this point.
How do you enforce the provisions of it?
Violence? I don't know.
Ties her to the bed.
Yeah.
As long as she remains in noncompliance, he will do it every day.
So there are different provisions. There's good behavior days. She earns points. She earns GBDs for being a good girl, apparently, and following the rules. And she loses GBDs for complaining and, complaining about the things that he demands of her. Because he's going to make demands. That's what's in this contract. It essentially says that between a certain point in time and another certain point in time every day is my time, and that essentially is defined as you do whatever I ask you to, and you don't complain.
Well, if you would think he would check with his wife ahead of time before marrying her as to whether or not she would be into this whole master servant S&M weird stuff.
You would think so,
and he would know,
and you would think she would have a clue. I mean, you would think she would figure it out just based on some of his behavior and some of the things that he asks of her. That he would be going in this direction.
And you would think that she would consider this a good thing. There are people out there that would consider this a good thing.
Really?
Absolutely. And she would sign it that's the part I'm a little confused about.
So let's continue. There is apparently sleep time where he specifies exactly the time period that they're supposed to sleep. There's an hour before the alarm goes off, however, that's not considered sleep time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right. So that during that hour, he is free to then make demands again.
That's correct. It is not considered my time. It's considered on-demand time, which is essentially the same thing. On-demand means what I say, when I say, where I say, and how I say. The circumstances are any time from 20 minutes after the kids are in bed up to an hour before we are in bed, which was my time. He already described that earlier. Any time from an hour before the alarm is set to when the alarm goes off. So if the alarm is set for 6 a.m., and he wakes up at 5 a.m. and he wants her to clean the toilet with her tongue, he could make a demand right then. And it's on demand time, so she'd have to get out of bed and go and do that. Although I presume that he would only be asking things of, a sexual nature at that point in time. He says apparently on demand time is also any time we are alone and without the kids. So if the kids are out of the house, it's on demand time, baby. Noontime?
Wow.
1 o'clock? Kids in school? That must mean it's on demand time. 8 to 11 p.m. and 6 to 7 a.m. when traveling is the next specification. Fergo, what comes next?
Dressing up.
That's incredible.
For special events that we are to dress up for when we are going to someone's house, or just the two of us are going out. Your clothes,
the NASCAR events.
Your clothes must meet my approval. General rules are panties are always optional and need not be worn. Only thigh highs and garters. No pantyhose.
Didn't he say earlier that he was going to confiscate all of her clothes that he didn't approve of?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you are not wearing... I'm sorry. If you are not wearing thigh highs and garters, then no panties. All skirts no lower than 2 inches below the knee, unless it's for church.
Oh, so they go to church.
They go to church. She's still not allowed to wear panties to church, but she can wear a longer skirt.
Oh, my goodness. Then he goes into shaving, more shaving details, even though he kind of already hit the in the very first section.
He wants to be sure he's clear on this.
Right. Yeah. He's got an entire section devoted to shaving that we need not go over on
the air. Only thing I like about that is every Saturday you are to use the electric clippers with a guard no greater than 1/2 inch and then present yourself to me for measurement check.
Sleepwear. I will select your sleepwear for you, and you will find it under your pillow. If there is none, then you are to be naked. You are to have your sleepwear on within 20 minutes after the kids are in bed. This pertains to any time we're alone as a family, whether or not I'm home or in the bed with you, and whether or not we are at home. If there's someone else staying with us or we're staying with someone, then you're to be naked at the time that we go to bed, regardless of what was selected. During your menstrual cycle, you can wear a top and panties. The top is to be longer than to... The top is to be no longer than to cover your butt cheeks. So there you go. So in the earlier section of the agreement, he actually says you're to be naked. After 20 minutes after the kids are in bed, you are to be naked. I guess this is kind of an exception unless he selects sleepwear. So she's to actually check under her pillow. So after the kids are put to bed, within 20 minutes, she has to go into the bedroom, check under the pillow. If there is some clothing there, she's to wear that. If not, then she's to continue being naked.
This is some strange, sick crap, I just must say.
Here we go, birthdays and anniversary. On your birthday, January 4th, you will receive one good behavior day that is good only on your birthday.
But if she forgets to redeem it by noon, then she doesn't get to.
Right.
Right.
On or before my birthday, you will select and purchase a sex toy for yourself. This will be considered my birthday gift from you.
Okay.
Let's see. On or before our anniversary, you will select and purchase new lingerie for yourself.
And he goes through the list of what that includes.
But it does not include nightgowns or PJs. The lingerie you selected and purchased will be your sleepwear for that night.
Here's an interesting section. Photos. You are to pose for 20 photos per quarter.
Per quarter.
Now, that's not too unreasonable.
It doesn't seem like too many. Well, it would be if you choose not to pose for photos. And,
right.
And everybody, I've got to recommend, take no naked photos of yourself. Because they can slip into the wrong hands. And then,
yeah.
People will use them against you.
But I suppose that could be the case, Manwich. But really, I mean, what bad things could come of Manwich nude photos hitting the internet? It would just get us more publicity.
If you think it'll work,
maybe
we'll take them.
Maybe I should post the pictures of my ex-wife then.
But nobody knows who that is.
Well, it would get us publicity somehow.
Maybe.
You'd be like, it's Torgo's ex-wife.
I think Manwich might be a little more high demand.
I know, but I don't have any pictures of Manwich.
Well, that could be arranged.
I don't have any pictures of my ex-wife.
Anyway, this woman is supposed to pose...
It's really just an issue of price, I've got to say.
This woman's supposed to pose for 20 per quarter on demand unless the quota has been filled. So if he's taken all 20 and demands another one, then, well, she doesn't have to pose for that one.
He's a pretty generous guy.
Although, now, wait a minute. How does this jive... I don't think he explains this. How does the photo section...
Time versus...
Yeah, because on-demand time and my time says she has to do anything and everything. I suppose this would count as an exception.
It
so
sure would.
If it's my time and 20 photos have been taken that month, then she doesn't have to actually continue taking photos. You must be freshly shaven on the day that photos are taken, regardless of your shaving schedule. So that means that if she has if she has been shaving according to the schedule, but he calls for a photo on a day that she hadn't planned on shaving on, she has to go in and shave herself prior to the photo actually
yes,
being taken.
Absolutely.
You'll also style hair, apply makeup, and nail polish as needed. All photos are to be done in sets no less than 5, and you have a quota of 1 set per month. And then it lists certain things that happen as far as GBDs. If she does all the photos a month early, she gets some GBDs, which are good behavior days. By the way, somebody called in and complained that we're talking about this, but hey, if you wanted to take control of the airwaves, you should have stayed on the line there, buddy. 800-259-9231. We're almost done with this contract. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Months worth of the show. If you missed a moment, we've got them all archived. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Unlike all those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives. We give them to you. freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of a little agreement that a man wrote up for his wife. It's 4 pages long. It's got some provisions in it. Actually, it's totally nuts. The guy's 33 years old. He lives in Iowa. He's actually facing charges for kidnapping the wife.
And child pornography.
And child porn. And in this particular, and he has kids. I don't know if they were involved in the child porn or what the deal was with that. This doesn't explain it. But it is his 4-page agreement for his wife. And actually, he says, here it is. It is not a contract. This is not a contract. It is a description of rules for you. You can be within 2 weeks prior to the end of the quarter to request a change. So in this section, he says that there's some negotiation that can happen here. Once per quarter, she can go in and negotiate certain things about the contract. By the end of the first day of each quarter, you are to choose your pet name that you want me to call you by. Your choice must meet my approval, and noncompliance will be a 20 GBD loss. Now, GBDs are good behavior days. She's awarded GBDs for certain good behavior, and she can cash them in, essentially, for days where she doesn't have to follow every single one of this man's orders. But in general, she's expected to be a total and complete slave.
So you've talked about implementing some of these provisions here in the studio.
No, I was kidding, obviously. I would never consider asking anything like this. And actually, one of our lady listeners
I don't
has...
I think you'd be very successful anyway.
From 20 minutes after the time we go on the air, you and I are to be naked, Manwich.
No, keep your shirt on.
Okay.
One of our lady listeners wrote in, and because there's shaving provisions, there's an entire section in here on shaving, which we really shouldn't have read on the air. We didn't read on the air that because it's just too graphic. But essentially, she says that if you were to shave more than once, I mean, he asks for shaving once every 3 days. She says that could cause some severe razor burn. Like that's too much.
You can get bumps.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, that sounds like it could be dangerous. Anyway, the woman didn't agree to this particular agreement, and at some point he kidnapped her. And the reason why we talk about this, because it's totally entertaining. I mean, oh my gosh, what a nutcase. Can you believe there are people like this out there in the world? I mean, this is probably just the tip of the iceberg as far as just craziness that goes on between some people's relationships.
See, every time I read about somebody like this, I always want to meet them.
Well, this guy's in jail, and you could probably go and have visiting time with him.
I probably could, and that would be my time.
20 minutes after you get there, you have to take your shirt off, though.
Yeah, so that's the reason why we bring stuff like this up, because it's interesting to look into people's lives. It's interesting to see what goes on in the world, and because they stumbled across this dude. He kidnapped his wife, and then they found out about this agreement after they had probably raided his house or, you know, did whatever they did to find information about the kidnapping. They discovered this 4-page-long, disgusting, twisted spousal agreement.
Actually, his wife presented it to the cops.
I imagine.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I figured happened, too.
Oh, there you go. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we still got the guy in the New Orleans area who was harassed by the cops to the point of them confiscating his weapon, even though it was totally legal for him to be carrying that. And, Torgo, I'm sorry, I thought you had something related to crazy religious stuff, but I could be wrong.
No, I do.
You did.
I do.
That's right. What do we got?
Well, this is a Florida story. Apparently, there's an area, 5,000-acre tomato field in southwest Florida, that bulldozers are scraping flat at the moment, and soon a massive cathedral will rise on that spot. Reaching 100 feet in the air behind a 65-foot crucifix, the oratory, as it will be called, will anchor the town of Ave Maria, Florida.
Hmm.
It is a whole new town in Roman Catholic University, 30 miles east of Naples, Florida. Ground was officially broken last week, so they have already started on it. They're planning on building 11,000 homes here. Now,
35 miles east, that's kind of in the middle of the state, right? I mean, that's sort of nowhere.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I mean, that's what Disney did, though.
Right.
I mean, Disney took a little tiny town and turned it into something.
Kissimmee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's that. And then Disney also owns a town in that area, too. Celebration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they made their own little town.
Disturbing.
Aren't they their own sovereign nation or something like that?
No.
I don't think
no.
It's not the Vatican.
Okay.
This whole project is being mostly bankrolled by Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza.
Oh, really?
Yep. Ave Maria is the culmination of a lifetime devoted to spreading his own strict interpretation of Catholicism.
Though why don't they hand out tracts at Domino's? Obviously, he's not that devoted.
Well, yeah.
Willing to sacrifice his profits. Okay. But he made enough money to where he can now do things like this.
Yep. Though he says non-believers are welcome, Monahan clearly wants the community to embody his conservative values. He controls all the commercial real estate in town and is asking pharmacies not to carry contraceptives. So if someone wants to build a pharmacy in that town, he's got a couple competing companies wanting to build a pharmacy.
Right. CBS, Walgreens, whatever.
Yep, if one of them agrees to not carry contraceptives, they'll get the contract.
You know, the thing is he's just going to... Somebody's just going to build a drugstore just outside of town, and that's where people are going to get the contraceptives. Why in the world is he bothering with this crap?
Wait a minute, why is he bothering with this? I support him on this. I mean, I'm not a Catholic, I'm not a religious guy, I'm an atheist, okay? I would never find myself dead. I would never set foot near this particular town because I'd be afraid of what sort of consequences or what sort of agreement this guy would have set out for the people that live there. He's bothering because he has a vision for himself. He wants to see people living in this Catholic town. He has entire control, man, which this guy owns all of the property that he's going to be reselling.
And so who would live there?
Catholics.
Why?
People that want to live the Catholic dream, whatever that is. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about some more of his plans coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have lots of stuff, and it's all free. It's all in the house. The archives, the wiki, the updates, live streaming, bulletin board system, and more. You get it all free at freetalklive.com. In return, we ask your vote. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. Very simple. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. You punch in your email address. You click vote now. You get sent a confirmation. You open that, and you click the link inside, and you're done. Less than a minute's time. And it makes a big difference for us because it keeps us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. I believe we're currently ranked at number 4 thanks to your votes this month. It's hot competition, so we need you to go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the founder of Domino's Pizza, who has proposed, actually apparently he already has the land for, he's in the process of making this happen. He has a vision for a Catholic city.
Yes.
He's calling it Ave Maria.
Yes, Ave Maria, Florida will be the name of the town.
And he already has all of the land. There's 11,000 potential, I guess, housing, or it could house 11,000 people.
They're planning on building 11,000 houses.
11,000 houses. You know, so more than 11,000 people.
They say the drugstores won't have any prophylactics because Catholics don't believe in prophylactics.
Right.
But one thing you can be sure is that there'll be liquor stores in this town.
Probably.
Absolutely.
And I would guess there are going to be Domino's Pizzas in this town. And I'd guess probably no other pizza chains will be allowed because, again, the founder of Domino's is behind this. But, man, you seemed a little bit incensed about this idea. And I want to talk a little bit more about that coming up in hour number three, but we need to go to the phones. Let's talk to Henry in Florida. Henry, you take control of the airwaves. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just thought it was appropriate. I think Manwich needs to be wished a belated happy birthday.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
Somebody actually already wished him a happy birthday on his birthday.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I just got online and... by the way, Manwich, excuse me, didn't mean to blow it there. Susan wants to know, what is this Shrine of Female Listeners thing she's looking at on the website?
Is it hard to tell?
It's just a shrine of our listeners who prove that they listen to the show. And
it's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes and sizes are there on the shrine. So you'll see that if you click on those pictures, you'll find out that they have... Usually they hold up a sign that says Free Talk Live or references the show. There's also been some other creative ways that the ladies in the pictures have proven that they listen to the show. Does that make sense?
It
made perfect sense to me. It's just the relationship between Sue and... Hang on, she has something to say to Manwich right here.
Oh, okay.
Let's swap the phone around.
Hey, Manwich.
Hi, Sue.
What's this Hall of Shame thing?
What Hall of Shame?
Oh. The Hall of Shame are the fakers. The people that have, the big fat guys with beards that are lonely at night that have sent us shrine pictures and want us to believe that, in fact,
those were just for you. Those were just for you. I can't believe you shared
those.
The one
that I thought was strange was the girl that had actually called in a few times.
She didn't want to send a picture of herself.
Right. Exactly. She did call. It was Danielle. You can go see her on the Hall of Shame in the Shrine of Female Listeners. And she called in, and we found out later on down the line from somebody that that knew her that actually was not her. In fact, no, what happened was somebody found that picture elsewhere on the Internet and pointed that out to us. So she just picked that up. Yeah, she didn't want to reveal her true self.
Right. Yeah, then there was the other one that had called in a couple of times, which we later found out was a man.
Sue, well, thanks for the birthday wishes.
We used to have some of that at the old store, too. But yeah.
Some women pretending to be men?
Well, it was a comic book store. It was a strange comic book store.
Oh, indeed. This is
Sue, tell Henry
reporter.
Thank you for the birthday wishes.
They were just cross-dressers. It's okay.
I see. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Boy, man, what you got all your old buddies listening
to this
I
used to
show.
Work at the comic book store.
We're done. Hour three coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.